Mexicano, Sego, Segoli, Ani. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM News. Six Nations Public Works made an online presentation Wednesday, October the 19th, regarding the Transportation and Roads Needs Study that was part of the survey sent out earlier this year by the Six Nations Elected Council to receive community member input on what they thought would be the top priorities moving forward. One of the top priorities identified in the survey were roads. Public Works Director Michael Montour introduced the presentation and was joined by Technical Services Technologist Vince Longboat and Six Nations Elected Council Chief Executive Officer Darren Jameson. The results were presented by Henry Senton, the Senior Transportation Engineer with Keegan Burnside Limited. There were three areas of study focused on in the community: Chiefswood Road and Sixth Line, as well as Sixth Line and Tuscarora Road. The following clip is part of Henry Senton's presentation.
I'd like to take you through a summary of what we have completed here over the last year. We started this study in 2021, and it was finished this past summer. The study had two components. There was actually two separate studies. One was the transportation component, and the second was for the road needs component. We did a similar study about 10 years ago, I think maybe a little over 10 years ago, for Six Nations. And this was an update of those studies, and typically, at least for the road needs studies, they're typically done on every 3 years or 5 years. In this particular one, it was 10 years between the studies, because things are always changing. Of course, growth is changing within Six Nations. The road is also deteriorating, or the road system is deteriorating over time due to either environmental factors or due to the loading on the roads. So it is good practice to have these studies updated on a timely basis. In this particular study, I'll go first through the transportation study that we did. And the transportation study, it had a focus of three locations within Six Nations. The first location was in Oswegan, Chiefswood Road in Oswegan in particular, for the section that is built up now, and looking at that area and how the traffic what the transportation needs were in that particular section of the road. The other two locations that we looked at, we were asked to look at, were the intersection with Chiefswood Road and Sixth Line and Chiefswood Road, and also Sixth Line and Tuscarora Road intersections. And those were noted because of some issues related to how traffic was moving in those intersections and the potential for needs relative to traffic movements and sight lines in particular. The time frames, we did some forecasting up to 2031 and 2041 as the forecast dates to see how the traffic was going to be growing over that period of time, so that any of the decisions that are made by Six Nations on upgrading their road system would be accommodating a 20-year life for the road upgrades.
If you would like to learn more or see the presentation, go to the Six Nations Elected Council Facebook page. And by the way, listen to Compelling Conversations right after the news tonight for two great interviews with Judith Ganatahawi-Schuyler on her film Once Upon a Time in the Bay and January Rogers on her upcoming play Bloodsport. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.